So here we are. We are at FudCon in Raleigh, 2008. This is the fourth FudCon we've done in North America and the biggest one we've ever had. It's a three-day event now. 80 people here yesterday spent the whole day coding, hacking on Fedora. Somewhere between 150 and 200 people here today for conferences and presentations and talks, and another day of hacking tomorrow as people continue to work and then slowly trickle off to the airport. You all know me, I'm Max. This is Paul Frields. You're going to get to know him really well because starting in February, he is going to be taking over as the leader of the Fedora project.
That's right. Very excited.
Tell us, Paul, how you came to be a part of the Fedora community.
I came to be a part of the Fedora community through the documentation project. I first heard about the community opening of Red Hat Linux as Fedora Core 1, and this would have been, I guess, in the fall of 2003. And I got together with a couple of the Red Hat principals, Karsten Wade and Tammy Fox, who were putting together some documentation work. And it was something I was interested in as a writer in my spare time, and also to give something back. I'd been using Red Hat Linux in the computer forensic world for a long time before that. I'd come up with my own curricula for teaching law enforcement and intelligence officers all around the country. Had come up with some protocols for dealing with computer media for search and seizure in criminal and foreign counterintelligence cases. And it had really generated a whole sector of work for me, and I wanted to give something back to the community. And documentation seemed like a good place for me because I wasn't a hardcore software engineer. It ended up being a marriage made in heaven. I could spend as much time on it as I wanted, and people would let me be an English dictator. So it was a good fit.
So what's some of the stuff that you have been working on this weekend in the Fedora Hackfest and things like that?
Actually, we've been working a lot on expanding community involvement. One of the things that I see as being the next horizon for Fedora is to improve the way that we get contributors into Fedora, not just to deliver code or documentation content or artwork necessarily, but also to engage with business communities as well, to find an easy way for people to join the project as well as getting the product. So the minute that they install and are bringing up their desktop for the first time, having the ability to join Fedora at that time and feel like they're part of the culture, get them involved from the standpoint of an equal member as opposed to just a consumer. So I've been talking to people like Mike McGrath and Fedora Infrastructure, Karsten Wade, who's been dealing with some of the JBoss developers, bringing a lot of different people into that mix to find a way to push Fedora out. It's a tough act.
Right into the camera.
Max is a tough act to follow. So I'll do my best.